you, Greaseballs. You're tuned to the Jackie Jabberwock Show on Fun Fact Radio Wonderful. And that little fracas means your own laughing jackass is on the air. Right on, your medium wavelength. Yes, little old gibbering Jackie with a rave from the grave and a breath from the pit. Plus some sounds from the mounds, dig my smashes from the ashes. Hear my righteous relics, you don't need psychedelics. Now you all heard of the bird in the bop, gonna burn your brow and do the slop. Done the cakewalk, the clog dance and the corroboree, the Popeye, the pony and the parda, three. You done the dog, you done the jerk, your hair's too long, you out of work, all you eavesdroppers and finger poppers, soul sisters and dial twisters, guys and gals and groovy grannies, listening in, turn up your tranny.
Les Newman, hello Les.
Hi Chris, and thanks for inviting me along this afternoon.
So I'll cut you off, and then I'll cut me off, and we'll begin the programme.
Thank you. You can buy one, full right to the brim. So of course I had to have one.
a couple of tunes with Morse code in them. I have a guest in the studio today. Hello, Les.
Hello, Chris, and welcome. Welcome in for your nice programme this afternoon.
Yes, we're heading toward that unknown region with as much pretentiousness as pomposity as we can. You should have heard the warm-up before before we played Spirit of the Age by Hawkwind. And then there was Caravan and Golf Girl.
Talked in Morse, of course.
Yes, we have actually on Facebook. Just for a laugh, of course, you understand. So, Les, I met in 1970, and then we kind of drifted apart. And looking at Kathy's diary for 1973, as I was a few weeks ago, it was interesting to see Kathy's diary, because obviously I get a few mentions in it. But you had a mention. Chris went to see Les Newman about a transmitter.
Oh dear, them were the days of pirate radio.
I wonder what that was about. So you ended up working in radio.
Yes, I've done quite a bit. I ended up actually doing we had a prog rock show, which I used to put out every Friday and Sunday on the internet.
Yeah.
On Live 365. We did that for a couple of years with some friends over in the US. And
in Real Responsible Life, had a job to do with radio.
Yeah, I've worked with radio all my life.
Yeah.
Electronics. Yeah. And did 5 years with Norfolk Constabulary, actually.
There's irony for you.
Yes, I must say I've had the privilege of being in every nick in Norfolk.
Yes, so we heard... I don't know what to say about that, Les. I know, it was all legal.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
All from a professional point of view, of course.
And I worked for GPO Telephones and British Telecom, and for a few weeks I was in... radio interference, and that's irony for you.
It is. I had several visits from them.
Yeah. And my brother-in-law ended up working for the DTI. He was also a British telecom engineer.
Did he spy for the DTI?
He did. He did. And there's a picture of the boat that he was on, the dioptric surveyor, spying on Laser and Caroline, wow, I suppose, at the time. Let us carry on. So, yes, Caravan and Golf Girl with David Sinclair on the organ and Mellotron. And I've often thought that Nick Rhodes, bear with me, Nick Rhodes, Duran Duran, he set the controls of his Mellotronic organ and whatever he was using on this particular Duran Duran track from the Saint soundtrack. This is the perfecto mix of Out of My Mind. We'll be right back.
I've sent this letter hoping it will reach your hand. And if it does, I hope that you will understand that I must leave in a while. And though I smile, you know the smile is only there to hide what I'm really feeling deep inside. Just a face where I can hang my head. We'll be right back.
one of the greatest love songs there. ELP, Emerson, Lake and Palmer Trilogy. You'll love again. I don't know when, but you'll be happy in the end. Oh, great. Meaning, yes. When you're young, you know, it's as we were at one time.
50 years ago, mate. Seeing them at the Glidodrome.
In Boston.
Long, long time. Saw many, many great bands there.
Yeah, yeah. Saw Yes there.
Yep.
Groundhogs.
Yep. And Van de Graaff Generator, of course, they were there.
You've seen far more.
T-Rex were there.
Yeah. Oh, although you're only 18 months older than me, Les, I would have looked up to you as a god at the time. So, yes, Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Pride about it was Duran Duran and Out of My Mind, the Perfecto mix, only available on...
I'm sure he is, really.
On one of their CD packages, their CD singles for the Saint film.
Wow.
We're going to play the Enid next from the album In the Region of the Summer Stars. But first of all, we did have a go at doing this programme a few weeks ago, and for some reason, my technology... failed. It's software. It's called Lamer, L-A-M-E-R. It's worked for 15 years or more. And here's what our first hour sounded like. Is this the craziest ever program you've ever heard?
Now, if anybody's got any software that can decode that into normal speed,
yeah,
would be much appreciated.
We would
send it to us.
We did then. I did, having realised what went wrong. I did try to stretch the audio, but it wasn't much better.
Now, talking 50 years ago, that's probably the sound you used to get when you connected to the internet.
Yeah.
Remember those days?
I know this is King Crimson with John Anderson singing the track called Lizard. Anyway, enough of frivolities.
Let's have some decent music from the Enid.
The Enid. And what track is this album? And this what track is this, Les?
This track is The Lovers, and it's John Godfrey, as he does best on the grand piano. Thank you.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Lonely game we play, looking for the right words to say, searching but not finding, understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade. Just too far away from being close together from the start. We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes. And no matter how hard I try to understand the reason why we carry on this way, we're lost in this masquerade.
Prog rock, Les, but it fits the groove and the mood.
Well, it certainly does. I just love Karen and Richard, I think.
Yeah.
The Carpenters there with Wonderful track.
It's what we're doing, this masquerade. Masquerading as presenters on a radio station.
Yeah.
Prior to that, it was the Enid from 1976, the year I got married.
And the year before I got married.
It doesn't seem... And because punk rock was just around the corner then, wasn't it?
Yeah, wow, yeah, just amazing.
And Robert John Godfrey.
Yes.
Was he in the band James Harvest when they did the October on album and
remember.
Tour?
I'm not sure.
So I remember seeing Barclay James Harvest at the ABC in my hometown of Peterborough. And, so we heard The Lovers from In the Region of the Summer Stars. And then Les said, this masquerade sounds very much like the start of Sade's Smooth Operator. So we're going to play the 12-inch. I think it was only available in the Netherlands. I certainly had to get mine as an import. And tacked on the end of Smooth Operator is an instrumental called Snakebite, and it goes with, trust me, it does follow on from it.
Yeah.
I played you this a few months ago.
Yeah,
Les has been here for several months now, but we've never got round to actually doing a programme. So let us just start playing Sade, Smooth Operator.
Maximum joy.
Sade and Smooth Operator, coupled with the instrumental Snake Bite, which no one ever plays that on the radio. No. Always play the sort of the shortened version of Smooth Operator. And we're in a bit of a jazzy, smooth sort of vibe at the moment.
Incidentally, as we pointed out earlier, or maybe we didn't, but that Sade track sounds very much like the start of the Carpenters track we played earlier.
Yeah, This Masquerade. Take us to the top of the hour now. Gary Walker and the Rain. We wanted to play the version of Spooky by the Classics 4, but that's another mini USB stick somewhere. So this is Gary Walker and the Rain from, what, about 68, I suppose, and Spooky.
In the cool of the evening, and everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. And first you say no, you've got some plans for tonight, and then you stop and say, always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand, and then you smile and hold.
Well, we veered away from the prog rock show that we were setting sail for. Many thanks, Les. It's been a pleasure. Just a brief introduction. This has been in the next hour. It will be those new singles from this week in 1970. So Gary Walker and the Rain and Spooky. Thank you very much, Les. You've been a source of inspiration.
It's great fun. Yeah. It's great fun getting back on the radio. I haven't done it for many years, so it's good to be back.
And do you remember, this was the time 50 years ago when Radio North Sea were doing their test transmissions?
Oh, yeah.
Was it something like 186 metres? It was right at the end of the band, first of all.
Well,
and then they moved their frequency.
Yeah, the old Les Reed Orchestra.
Man of Action.
Man of Action, yeah.
I'll guarantee we'll play that next time Les is in the studio.
Yeah, certainly will.
But you're a difficult man to pin down, Les. You're very busy house-sitting, Les. You're very busy.
I do quite frequently.
Yeah.
Three little dogs that I look after, but they're only lap dogs, so right. They don't take much looking after.
So
mind you, they can walk for miles, and with my knee getting to bed, I've got a dodgy knee now, so but it's good fun.
So over the year, the coming year, I'm sure Les and I are going to be going to see lots of bands around the country.
I hope so.
I've been vegetating for many years, listening to music and playing the music, but not actually going to see it live. Not a great deal of it.
Oh, you don't know what you've missed.
No, well, I do now, actually.
You do now.
I do now know what I've missed, and I'm looking forward
since we re-met again, I've rekindled his interest.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Les for, 45 years or more. So, yeah, just going to say many thanks. Once again, I'm going to go out with a remix of that Gary Walker and the Rain that me and my son Matt did when we lived in France. It's a very short mix, Gary Walker and the Rain with... mixed with Bedazzled, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, and a short snippet of the Torch song, William Orbit.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.